With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Dan has gotten a great guest I didn't even remember or know about. What the heck's going on here in the Dom Dome? Somebody should have reported that to me. State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, out there in York, Pennsylvania, is one of several, I think it was three, state senators, all female, that I saw, we saw in a blurb, who are addressing something that won't go away. It just will not go away. This push toward vaccine passports of one sort or another. Now, Governor Wolf is on the record saying, yes, he would favor vaccine passports. And given, I don't know how corporate America is acting, God knows what they might say. But these three legislators apparently have a bill almost done that they're ready to put out there. And this is going to force people that if they can get the powers that be there to move on this quickly, to vote on this and to go on the record so that people here in Pennsylvania can see. Here's my overall thought. We still have to use mitigation. We have to be safe. We're not completely there. But Jersey, we let off the show. Salad bars, buffets are allowed to be open now. We're turning the corner. And why do we have some people that still want to just... Well, for example, I'm writing a piece on summer school. The number of people that want summer school and spending all this money, that's the last thing we need with kids. And I would say vaccine passports, this would be a bad remnant of COVID. Let's go to State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill out there in York, Pennsylvania on Talk Radio 1210. State Senator, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me on your program, Dom. It's great to join you and your listeners.
Well, I saw this little blurb with you and a couple of other state senators. How does the bill, what stage are you in right now? Is it ready to go?
We're going to get there.
Okay.
I think we have incredible challenges with this governor. I'm sure that is no secret to you.
Oh, God. Yes.
And your listeners. And for the last year, we've been living under one person's unilateral rule in our Commonwealth. And you know, I'm down here in York County. You're out in Philadelphia. We're 67 different and unique counties. But one of the big reasons that Senators Judy Ward, Michelle Brooks, and I are teaming up is to be proactive, to have some foresight when it comes to some of these unilateral decisions that are coming from our state's chief executive. And we've seen it time and time again. What Governor Cuomo implements in New York, we seem to follow very shortly. And we joke in this office and we say it's like watching a hurricane track up the coastline, right? The Outer Banks are getting hammered. We know Philly is going to get some rain, if not some wind damage. So Cuomo says nursing homes have to accept COVID-19 positive patients. Wolf follows. Pennsylvania implements the same policy, right? So, you know, from the get-go, the governor, without the legislature's approval, joined this multi-state pact with these Northeast governors, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, right? No collaboration with Maryland, which borders my district to the south. And by the way, all Republican governors in you know, Ohio and West Virginia, Maryland, didn't collaborate with them. So a few weeks ago, Governor Cuomo announces that he's going to partner with IBM to launch a vaccine passport to the tune of $2.5 million, right? And QR code, you have to show it on your smartphone. You have to say if you've had the vaccine or if you tested negative. So if you don't have a smartphone, then you have to print it off, document to show the same thing, right? And I'm sitting here thinking, good luck explaining to my retired firefighters, my veterans, senior citizens who don't have a smartphone, maybe don't have a computer and a printer in their home. If you want to go down to your local Legion, VFW, down to the fire hall for a meal, you're now going to have to show a QR code. So the governor's saying he's not going to pursue this, but I think we've all seen this play out before. Do as I say, not as I do. We've gotten a lot of mixed messages, right? Don't gather in large groups. And then hours later, we see the governor marching in downtown Harrisburg with a large group of people. So Senators Ward, Brooks, and I, we want to get out ahead of this.
Aha. Uh-huh. First of all, where have you been all this time that we didn't know about you guys? There is life there in Harrisburg, because that's one of our big complaints. That was as cogent of an analysis. By the way, the New York thing under Cuomo is called Excelsior, too, as a nice touch.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think he's biding his time. He's in favor of this till after May 18th. Hopefully we stop him from screaming emergency, emergency all the time that he can't do it. But if we don't, then I think that's when he unleashes this or starts to move toward this. What would your bill do then? What would you spell out?
So, and your point is an excellent point. That May 18th date is very important. Essentially, our bill is going to say state government is not permitted to require a vaccine passport for you to be able to participate in your day-to-day life, right? Going out to eat, going out to get a drink, going to the movies, getting your hair cut. And I think you're absolutely right. And we have to keep this in mind. Since the legislature approved that proposed constitutional amendment, if voters vote yes on May 18th, it will require the governor to get legislative support to continue disaster declarations after 21 days. If the voters vote no, then a governor, this governor and any future governor, mm-hmm. can continue to have broad executive powers like the ones we've seen him use over the last year without any input or oversight from the duly elected members of the General Assembly. So now he's showing that he wants to work with us. And that happened 4 days after the proposed constitutional amendment question was approved by the legislature, right? He goes out and he creates this legislative task force to help resuscitate the vaccine rollout. And I realize that's a different issue, but I think the overall theme is the same. He realizes that every voter in this Commonwealth is going to have a say on May 18th with those two questions on the ballot regarding his executive powers. Now he wants to play nice in the sandbox. And guess what? On that vaccine task force, after listening to the representatives of the people, we're seeing incredible improvements. And I actually have a podcast that episode that I'm going to launch later today where we talk about that very issue with one of the members of that task force. I think it's really incredible to see that we went from 49th in the nation, we were second from the last, to the top 10 in a matter of months. But that was only after working with the legislature. And I will shamelessly give a plug for that. If your listeners are interested, you can go to senatorkristen.com/podcast and you can check it out and hear what we have to say. But really,
we do want to hear what you guys are doing. Senator Kristen,
yeah.
K-R-I-S-T-I-N senatorkristen.com/podcast. Okay, good. Yeah, that is astounding, from 49th or wherever we were to the top 10. And again, it was the arrogance, Senator, of the metric they were using versus the common sense metric, which is population, senior citizens, the whole thing here in Montgomery County, and the arrogance and the dithering of just doing whatever they wanted. You know, tell listeners that they just see this guy and the media portrays him as this kind of tedious figure, innocuous. To me, the proof is in what he does. He's a stone-cold, progressive, petty dictator, in my view. And anybody that would use emergency this long, that's what they're about. That's what their mindset is. There is no doubt.
I think you're absolutely right. And this is why it's important for folks to get out, exercise their right at the ballot box to have a say on their constitution. And I said this on the floor when we debated Senate Bill 2. I said that this Constitution, it doesn't belong to the legislature, it doesn't belong to the governor, it doesn't belong to the courts, it belongs to the people. The people have the say in how they want to be governed, and May 18th at that ballot box, folks need to show up and vote their conscience.
Exactly. Now, it's the right thing to do with this, but the politics of it, too, are good for me. You don't have to, you know, get into that. You're a Republican. I'm a conservative, too, and I think you are. In that, this forces people to get on the record, and we'll play all the sound of some of the wild things that will be said in debate on this. They have to get on the record, and what argument can they possibly give that the average person who has been through and put up with, we were told, 10 to 15 days to shut this down, the lockdowns, the inability to get vaccine, the decisions coming out of Harrisburg that seemed to be whatever they wanted to do or whatever New York wanted to do, it will force them to have to defend something like that. And I don't think it's defensible in significant numbers. It's just not.
Well, and look, under our bill, you're not going to be required to have a vaccine passport to interact with your state government. And throughout this pandemic, my office has been open. There were 2 weeks where we weren't physically in that building, but we've been there. We've been answering the phone calls. We've been taking the meetings. We've been accepting the visitors. We've been listening to the people. And, you know, I began to hear about this. My people were loud and they were clear. They believe that this would be government overreach and they don't want to see this here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we're going to be proactive and make sure that before May 18th and after May 18th, we don't see something like this happen in Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Parting area for you. And I don't know if this has been hashed out. I don't support businesses doing this, but I respect the right of businesses. But it seems to me we're about curtailing in every day what business can do and not do as far as decisions they make as a public utility or public service. The bill probably doesn't address that, but is there any sense of what business would do and any rights people would have around that? Because if enough corporate entities go that way, then your good intentions with this are kind of thwarted, right?
Right. And we're in the process of crafting the bill. And that bill is going to be focused on Pennsylvania, our citizens, our employees, our employers. And keep in mind that some other states have gone down this path. They've had Republican governors who've taken executive orders. We're going to craft legislation that we're going to get over the finish line. And I have to say this, throughout this process, the governor has stepped in to have this overarching control over things. And we've continued to say that we trust our businesses to do the right thing, that they can make decisions about opening and capacity and how to serve their customers. And I think that we should continue to trust our businesses to do the right thing.
Well, I do, too. And I just hope that significant numbers don't go down this path. Not that I'm thinking they are, particularly where you are in York. I can't imagine that they're going to engage in that. Senator, where do we find that podcast again?
Well, again, would love for you to take a listen and get your thoughts. And that podcast is at Senator Kristin. That's Senator KRISTIN.com/podcast.
Very nice. Please keep us in the loop through Dan, and thank you very much for coming on today.
Will do. Thanks so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!